get us done with. You got too many distractions here. You had some good splits early in the week, but it did look like you were struggling.
Yeah.
Was the podium a surprise, or you knew if you could just do the rest of the track like that one section?
No, the podium wasn't a surprise. I felt like I've been riding good.
Yeah.
I felt like I've gelled really well with my bike this year. There's so much pressure, you know, wearing the rainbow stripe, it's not like this curse. It's just you get pulled in so many directions. And
for Steve, it was. He just gave up bike riding pretty much.
Yeah, I just, you know, I just try to refocus. So the last couple of weeks, I actually took some time just to be at home.
You said it's the first time you skipped on a bit of training.
Yeah, I skipped on all the physical stuff. It's also in the gym.
Yeah.
So I came really prepared, and I was so disappointed with the qualies. I mean, I had a terrible day. I had three practice runs because you only have an hour 45.
So why is that? Jackson got 9 runs in, and you did 3 runs. Like, how come did you do maybe 4 runs on the first day? How come did you do so much less, or is that all you need to do?
I always do 5 runs a day, max.
But you didn't on Thursday.
Thursday, did?
No, you got 4.
5.
Fuck, I missed you once in.
Actually, 6.
There's no way you're 6.
At the end, yeah.
Okay.
But Friday was the qualies. You only have an hour 45. First run I had a mechanical, second run I had a mechanical. And I was like, one run to get my pace. And you're up against these guys that, like, you got Coulard, you got Amory. These oaks are now, used to be loose and wild, and now they're like loose and solid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they've just reined it in. And now you've got to compete against these guys. It's under pressure. I knew that I wanted to do well. And then I had 3 massive pedal strikes, losing loads of time. And so I had to just regroup from yesterday and just be totally composed until today and forget about the rest of the training, stick to the lines that I'd chosen.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd love to have been in the position to challenge for a win.
Yeah.
But
not
to be honest, it was a challenge of having a good run.
And when you saw what Jackson's time was when you guys went up, did you know that the track was just that much faster and you had to go that much faster?
Well, you knew it was drying and compared to yesterday. So yeah, it was going to be quick, which made it harder. I mean, the further on the day, the narrower the line gets. You know, it starts to crumble and get dusty. So I'm stoked with that. I've got a lot of people who came a long way to watch me.
I was about to say,
a win would have been really nice, but to be honest, I'm not in the position to race for a win. I needed a result. We were nowhere yesterday.
Is this the result that now you can race for the win?
It's definitely it's a good result. I think it's solid. You know, I rode solid. I didn't go wild to try and make extra time. You know, I was just wanting a solid run. I needed a solid run. I haven't had a result this year, so. You know, if we could get our preparation right in Sandora, I can challenge for a win, I reckon. But pace is still there. Fitness is good. Everything's good. I just prep's a little off.
But these guys that are here, it looks like there's got to be 30 odd of them. They usually do time well because very rarely have you disappointed them. Like, you've had big races when they've been around.
Well, maybe that's the key to turning around because, yeah. I mean, these oaks, they're a wild bunch, bro. Third place, I mean, hey, we're cutting it fine. You know, they're normally pretty disappointed without a win.
Yeah.
But third place is cool. At least you're on the box. We could celebrate the podium. We got some champagne to cheer with. But, hey, it's incredible. These guys came from all over the world. South Africa, UK, you name it. They've all come to join in. It's been really cool.
Nice one. Let's see how you go in Andorra. Sweet.
You.
Okay, one more photo of you with the beer.